Imagine wanting to have the American dream. But imagine working full-time and still not being able to make ends meet. That is the reality for over 100,000 households in Erie County. They are asset-limited, income-constrained employed, or simply, ALICE. A 2016 report by the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County showed nearly double the amount of families in the county live just above the federal poverty level than live below it. But the group living just above is still walking along a razor's edge with their finances. United Way CEO Michael Weiner says this cuts along racial lines.
All races and ethnicities are obviously affected, but there's a higher prevalence of people of color.
The high cost of living in New York State, plus stagnant wages, are contributing factors as to why so many people are facing financial hardship in Erie County. Western New York Area Labor Federation President Richard Lipsitz says working a low-wage job, even full-time, is not enough to survive.
There's a problem in society with people who have jobs who can't make enough money on the single job to make ends meet. That's a problem.
The United Way report also lists the top occupation in the region by number of jobs. The top three occupations, retail salesperson, cashiers, and combined food preparation, all had a median hourly wage below $10.
It's beyond frugal. It's like living in this state of fear that your current situation is going to absolutely blow up and you're going to have nothing.
Caitlin Clark has been through it. Having dropped out of college after becoming pregnant with her first child, she spent years with her head just barely above water. With only her then-husband's income to rely on, they struggled mightily.
And we took advantage of every program that was available to us. You know, we had food stamps, we were on Medicaid, it was HEAP, everything that we could, and it was still, I mean, we literally had to budget down to the penny.
Needing to find work, Clark worked in retail for 5 years, earning less than $10 an hour. With such a low-paying job, she says there wasn't enough money to put into a savings account. Any extra money was used to avoid a financial emergency. Now working as a lab director at a dentist office, Clark says the financial anxiety from those years stays with her. But low-wage jobs are only part of the problem facing the working poor.
Job sprawl means that people, even when they're making a good wage, have to spend more of their wage, more of their household income on personal transportation. And personal transportation is a huge problem around here.
That's Bruce Fisher, columnist and visiting economics professor at Buffalo State College. He says low-wage jobs like retail have moved away from the downtown area and into the suburbs over the past 20 years, having an adverse effect on people living in city centers. Fisher sums it up succinctly.
Where the jobs are matters.
Both he and Lipsitz believe there really is no difference between poor and working poor. Fisher says many economists across the country believe a higher minimum wage would allow more people to become less dependent on social services and more active in their local economies. But for now, many people are still struggling to get by on a daily basis. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.